Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Standing in for my colleague, Tabo Kanyue, I am your host, Evans Zininga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing drug and substance abuse bedeviling Zimbabwean youth. The Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZRP, says it has intensified its campaign against drug-related crimes, leading to the arrest of 8 individuals who were found in possession of Taha, crystal meth, and unregistered medicines in just 1 week. More today, we just heard from ZRP of impoundments, so it's a lot going on. Police have confirmed that investigations are ongoing in an effort to dismantle networks involved in the distribution of illicit substances. However, the effects and impact of drug and substance abuse continue to rise amongst young people in Zimbabwe who end up destroying their careers, their families, and their future. Health experts working with drug and substance misuse at rehabilitation centers in Zimbabwe say they are the uncontrolled availability of drugs and substances on the streets is hindering efforts to tackle this scourge. On the other hand, young people who are largely known for abusing drugs say they are forced into taking these substances due to peer pressure and a lack of employment opportunities in the African nation. And of more than 16 people in Zimbabwe, it's a lot going on. Our reporter, Costa Nkomo, has this from Harare.
Mukuru wesangano re Gateway Mental Health Rehabilitation, Dr. Fazana Naimi, vanoti sangano ravo riri kubatsira vechidiki kuti vasiye zvinodhaka sezvo zvichikanganisa pfungwa pamwe neutano hwemuviri. Dr. Naimi vanoti dambudziko rekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki rapfunya chisero munyika.
In my opinion, if you ask me right now, what is the biggest
Mumwe wevaimbotora zvinodhaka vamudhekai mapesa vanoti vakasiyana nezvinodhaka mushure mekunge varasikirwa neshamwari yavo yavakapinda nayo chikoro iyo yakashaya pamusaka pekutora zvinodhaka. Vamapesa vanotiwo muchato wavo wakapera nekuda kwekutora zvinodhaka kwavaiita.
Akandikanganisira upenyu panguva ndakatorasikirwa nemudzimai uye madhiragiziwa. Inini ndakatoshaya basa chete iye madhiragiziwa. Ndaisenza kuti zvakatomukusa kuuza mukadzi zvese nene basa iye madhiragiziwa.
Mumwe wevechidiki anotora zvinodhaka vapanashe sandura vanotiwo vakatanga kutora zvinodhaka nekuda kwekushaya zvekuita munyika sezvo mikana yemabasa iri kunetsa. Vasandura vanoswera muguta reHarare vachiita zvekugeza motikari panzvimbo dzisiri pamutemo. Vanoti vanopota vachimbotora zvinodhaka zvemhando dzakasiyana siyana kuitira kuti vakanganwe nhamo dzavo. Mumiriri webudiriro South National Assembly vaDarlington Chigumbu, avo vari mukomiti yevechidiki muNational Assembly mekare, vanoti vakawana mukana wekutenderera nyika yese sekomiti mwedzi mishoma yapfuura vachinoona nzvimbo dzinochengeterwa vechidiki kuti vavandudzwe vasiye zvinodhaka. Vachigumbu vanoti zvavakaona munzvimbo dzinochengeterwa vanenge vachibatsirwa kuti vasiye zvinodhaka ava zvakavaomesa mate mumukanwa sezvo nzvimbo idzi dzisina zvikwanisiro vachitiwo dzinotowedzera kukanganisa vechidiki ava.
They don't have enough resources that they require to what to do their day-to-day business.
Havana zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti vanhu ava vachengeteke zvakanaka kusvika vavandudzika. Hakuna zvekudya, hakuna magumbezi nezvimwe zvakawanda. Nzvimbo idzi hadzinawo zvekare vanhu vakadzidziswa kuita basa rekubatsira vanenge vachitora zvinodhaka.
Mwedzi mishani yapfuura gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vajenifan muswere vakaudza vatori venhau kuti hurumende iri kuita nepainogona napo kuti vanotengesa uye vanotora zvinodhaka vasungwe. Vakatiwo vanhu vanosvika zviuru gumi vakasungwa pamwedzi mishani yapfuura.
Cabinet wishes to advise the nation that during the period under review,
hurumende iri kuzivisa nyika kuti pamwedzi mishanu yapfuura nzvimbo dzainge dzichichengeterwa kana kugadzirwa zvinodhaka dzinosvika makumanomwe nepfumbamwe dzakaparadzwa. Vanhu vanosvikawo zviru zvipfumbamwe nemazana mashanu nemakumi maviri nevanomwe vakasungwa.
Vachitaura pamhemberero dzezuva revechidiki kana kuti National Youth Day muBulawayo nguva pfupi yapfuura, mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakataridza kutsutsumwa zvikuru nekuda kwekutekesha rakwaita nyaya yekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki. Vamunangagwa vakati hurumende yavo haisi kuzodzokera kumashure pakurwisa dambudziko iri. Zvinodhaka zvinotorwa nevechidiki zvinosanganisirawo mbanje, cough syrup inenge ine codeine, crystal methamphetamine uyewo nezvimwe zvakaita seglue. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Costa Nkomo.
There a narrative on what's happening on the ground in Harare from Costa Ngomo, a Studio 7 reporter on the ground. As we get ready to delve into this subject, we will take a short break and we will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now to discuss the continued drug and substance abuse in Zimbabwe, we are joined by the Member of Parliament for Budiriro South Constituency, who also sits on the Youth Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, Mr. Darlington Chigumbu. And we also have a very staunch supporter for drug use and an advocate in the area, Tanya Maloni Marumbwa, a hard reductionist, harm reductionist, trying to quote right what she does, and advocate for the community of people who use drugs. Welcome to Live Talk.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Honorable, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We appreciate you coming today. Now, let me start with you, Honorable. We understand from reports on the ground, in the past couple of weeks, you were part of the team that went around the whole country assessing and looking at the situation of drug and substance abuse, particularly looking at this demographic of the young people, the youth in Zimbabwe. Can you start by shedding a bit of light on what you saw? What is the situation like today in Zimbabwe on this matter?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Yam. We did a national tour. Specifically, we were looking at the rehab centers. We wanted to see if they are suitable for them to, you know, help in the rehabilitation of drug abusers or users. And to be frank, the situation is not good because most of these rehab centers, they are not specifically designed to deal with, you know, drug and substance users. They are specifically designed for psychiatric patients. So there's a lot that needs to be done to have these centers, you know, being upgraded to meet, you know, the standard that are required for them to then house and rehabilitate drug and substance abusers. But what we also saw during the tour is that we had a chance to interact with drug and substance abusers who were, you know, being housed in these rehabilitation centers. To be frank, the situation is dire, and it's a sore state. And I think we have been following Parliament debate that during the question and time session last week. It was also a very topical issue that was raised in Parliament because we are having certain reports of you know, young people who are now getting into crime. Some of them, they are dying certain deaths, and there's a lot of, you know, disruptions in communities because of these drug and substance abusers. And if you also check the statistics, we are also pointing to the fact that 60% of the people who are abusing these drugs are young people who are between the age of 15 years and 25 years. So the situation is not good, and something needs to be done urgently so that they address and arrest the situation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very bleak picture you are painting there, Honorable, for us. But we will come back to you. I've got more questions for you. Don't go away. Timbonzo wakuna anzvadzi yangu. Sisi Tanya, imimi musati manirovesa nevanhu pano. Imi muri advocate for people who use drugs. Ndizvo handiti tiwirirane ipapo. All right. Kureva kuti mimi, you are fighting for the people that abuse drugs, that use drugs. Ndizvo.
Yes. But I'm trying to say that people who use or inject. Hatiti abuse.
All right.
I'm not going to say that a certain amount as these means are not abuse because the one thing that is mostly abused by everyone could be alcohol. And women are not actually some drugs as long as you want to write your own drug, which is a very good idea to abuse all.
Okay. So,
some attempts to use. Yes.
Use. All right. So, let's start by you painting a picture from your narrative and perspective. Zirukuta orwaizi. Parliament iri kuti vakatenderera tenderawo nenyika yese, and they saw kuti there is a challenge across the country. Nhasi tachiverenga mareports epolice nezuro chaiye kwakabatwa munhu anga aine 4 tons, tikutaura 4,000 kgs dzembanje dzekutengesa. In the last week, 8 different people were arrested by police for having different illicit substances. Imi munomira muri papi with all this that is going on in the country kuvana vechidiki ava nenyaya yemadrugs?
Isusu tinomiririra tiri vanhu vanosapota marights evanhu vanoshandisa madrugs. Hatisi kuti programu yedu inonzi harm reduction uye irimo mumultisectoral national drug master plan yakaitwa unveil na president last year muna June 26. Pazuva ratinoita iro rinonzi global onzi zero drug day, but isusu we call it global day of action where we support marights. Evan, tiri kuti munhu iyeye ane kodzero dzake. The fact yekuti anoshandisa madrugs ake hazvirevi kuti haasisina kodzero. Vanhu vanotarisira vachiti ipapa patiri kunzwa nyaya dzekuti pabatwa vanhu vane 4,000 tons. munhu iyeyoyo kazhinjizhinji mukatarisisa haazi munhu anoshandisa madrugs anenge achitengesa mbange. Ende nyaya iripo yekuzonzi mutemo unonyanya kuita hash serizo kune maend users. Izowo hairakinji zvakuitika zvekuti vanhu vari kutobatwa, zviri kunzi vanhu vari kuitwa, they are being caught in possession of small quantities of drugs. But then kune people who are actually harboring 4,000 kilograms of marijuana. This person has been protected, mind you. And I mean, full support of the Zimbabwe government. This is part of the multi-sectoral plan you need for the supply reduction. Supply reduction, those are really for permission that you have to pay for the sugar and to take the drugs there into custody. But then program really is also is about harm reduction. And harm reduction is a strategy, you have policies, the programs, the practices. I mean, the aim is to prevent and reduce my harms are associated with the use of illicit, illicit substances in the community. But the people who are illegal, 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 chanzo zvichi zvinogona kuzoshandiswa zvikangoshandiswa over chete yatova abuse ndikuti ndofanira ndikukorekta nechiti chisikwedu chinoshandisa yedzi rinonzi use. Our program is program yedu harm reduction haikurudziri kushandisa madrugs harm reduction ba haikurudziri kuti vanhu vasiye kushandisa madrugs. Inopromota munhu pachake kumupa kumuita empower. Because mukatarisisa zviri kuitika zvese zvataurwanzi maparliament members vanti vafamba vachiona mucommunity ndanza pachitaurwanzi avanga achitaura pana reporta anzi kuti vanoshaya zvekuita ichokwadi mukaona kuti munyika medu mabasa mashoma. Isusu we are very small organization anzi izvi tiri muprocess yekugadzirisa kuti tiwane kurejesa. But we came over to show me organizations are free, Asaka reaches and Ambulu Kushanga. But for now, the group will operate and be individual. That is really the organization will be on the other side. But for now, we're supporting women, the community, or the Kushanga is a mad drug. Kuti vakwanise kubuda pachena vanhu kwete kuti mitemo ite zvekutsikirira vanhu zvekunzi zviri kusungwa handiri kuzvinzwa hangu but mitemo is being harsh on the user. They are not being harsh on the peddler. If you look at it and the drug user is just the dollar, the end user.
Ndikubatei muromo, you are a preacher in this ministry, ndakubatai. Mira ndimbodzokera kuna honorable ndodzoka zvekwamuri nyaya dzedu dzinozorasika tinokanganwa zvimwe. Honorable, I want to throw a second question at you. Do you think there is political will in the country to address nyaya iri kunetsa?
Thank you so much for the question. I think the political will is being shown, but I think it is, there's no sincerity. This is what I think, because we are dealing with a wholesome problem using piecemeal solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it is difficult for us to deal with this problem. How? You find out that the reason why we are having this issue becoming a pandemic,
mm-hmm,
because we have not been able to deal with the supply side. Now, the supply side is the one that is a bit problematic. Why? Because it continues to supply the markets, and you know, the issue of demand and supply. If the supply is there, if there's increased access to these drugs, you find out these young people what you end up, you know, engaging in what in the use of those
Masimudza mbvunzo, honorable, pane muteereri apinza foni apo. Ndofunga vari kunzwa zvamuri kutaura nezviri kutaurwawo nehanzvadzi yangu iyo. Regai ndikubatei timunzwa kuti muteereri vari kuda kuti kudii pamwe vane mubvunzo. Tinoenderera mberi. Kola muripo here?
Please wait. Your call has been placed on hold.
Muteereri wedu muri kundinzwa here kana muripo? I think we have lost the caller, but anyway, tinofamba nevateereri vedare vanenge vachibvunza vachida kunzwawo zvimwe zvatinenge tichiita. Endererai zvenyu kumberi, honorable, tigodzokera kuhanzvadzi yangu. Manga muchitsanangura.
So I was saying, problematic, it was the supply side. That's when you can tell Kuti there's no sincerity dealing with this problem on the government side. Why? Because the people that are supplying the drugs are the big fish. The big fish, actually, in the view of the people who are connected. Because these drugs are not coming in small pitches. We are talking of a well-knit network that is bringing in these drugs into the country. So, for us to show that we are serious about, you know, dealing with this problem at a national level, we must first start by tackling the supply side. So, which brings us to the issue that was my sister Lango. You could see it seems the law is harsh on the end user. I don't think the law is harsh on the end user. The law is harsh on the distributors. I don't know if you can distinguish between those who are supplying and then those who then distribute. So the law is only dealing with small players who then start to distribute the small amounts. Those are distributing on behalf of the big players. But no one is talking about the big players. I don't know if you get me now. You're getting me right. Mm-hmm. So, supply side. Demand reduction again. Demand reduction because my suppliers my distributors are going to sungwa. There's a lot of corruption. And then I've been speaking to people in my community. They are complaining that munhano yachitorwa makufeni because anotengesa madrugs. Otoenda masikata anenge adzoka. This is the problem. Community. So if you check many communities, the people are being taken. Not what my police are worried. Munhaenda mangwana adzoka. The supply continues. The distribution continues.
Hey, saka pane basa ka.
There's no sincerity in the critique. Then again, so what I know the other important pillar, which is treatment and rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, when we say we are fighting this issue of drug and substance use, there are youths who are already being affected. You deal with those who are supplying, you deal with those who are distributing. But what are you going to do to this person now? I just say, I'm hooked on my drugs. Because at Tinama rehabilitation centers, where we can take these young people to rehabilitate them. So what do? They then resort to other methods of creating drugs for themselves. No problem, what they speak about become a pamba, they speak about what say, because luckily hooked. So even if you stop the supply, but you're not addressing what? The treatment and rehabilitation aspects. To rehabilitate these young people.
Aha. Honorable, Muruku raise a very valid points there. No doubt, Andrade, Edwards, okay, Omdariro, Vakane, Mone, Papa, Tisatanya, Nyaku, Pererwa, Nengua. Andrade, Honorable, Varuku Batanya, Panapa, Zekuti, Pano, Panenyaya, Mamaka Terera, and Ditvatisanangura, no doubt, Muds, okay, Mimi, Mubate, Pane Point, Yakuti, Imimi, Makatarsa, Nyaya, the addiction. Nyaya dze my health problems, my social issues, zvinozoitika mumhuri izvi, zvekuzonzi vana vakurova vabereki, vakurepa, vakupara dzimwe mhosva dzakawanda-wanda izvo. How do you respond to those concerns kana muchiti vanhu ngavashandise zvavo chero vachishandisa zvine mwero?
Program yedu haikurudzire kuti munhu ngaashandise. Inopa munhu dzidzo yekuti madrugs anoitei musystem mako, chii chaanoita, kuti pakuti munhu anoshandisa madrugs ayo tinobvuma seharm reduction kuti kune mabenefits that are experienced by a user and as well as maconsequences
when they use an alcohol, the drugs they are not banned, and a crystal meth, and a cocaine, and a heroin. And now, this is honorable. Can I share access to a number of those other drugs? And another look at people who improvise. And whenever I did it, they vanish drugs, which can I I'm going to say that I'm running as one of the people who are. But then there's a point you also raised about the status of rehabilitation centers, the ones that the thing are available. And then there's the national ones that are available are not really up to standard. Abvio, I enjoy. One of the two cases in those are in Vanuaganda, Korea, and Kukukukuma private rehabilitation center for Ugai. I've got 21 days, which is 3 weeks, which is enough to have someone change a habit. So, habit is not a good story. But then, when they released back into the society, community reintegration, my services are not a good. And then, 3 days later, after Munak, they got a relapse, kuma drugs, more than they were doing, or something, they were doing. That's the media data loss.
So,
Maria, Papa, in the remaining, private facilities, type of rehabilitation centers. But something which is more standard, there is no open mental health hospital are available. Are going to do in terms of the so on or Russian session or dark. When I think that the mental hospital, that's what she got to do, my transit or Ukoko. I am a drugs or to be out of them, too. I think my medicinal drugs, my pharmaceutical. Shani do reaction yazo mu body mu mupfungwa mu depending on zvanenge achitora asati adiyetwa ikoko. And then there's an issue yekuti family no society iri kuzvitora kuti isu tiri kuona sei kuti vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nevanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka. Kwete we do not use the word abuse. It is offensive in our work language to say addiction, even the dependence, drug dependency, cannot be a drug dependent. You don't always be pushing this. But in the language, we internationally recognize the mutation.
And that's
the document.
I wish we had more time to talk about these things. Nguva yedu ndo inozoita yachiita shoma. Regai tipewo honorable mukana vapewo mazwi ave kupedzisira tichitarisawo kuti what should the government do to end this? Honorable, in short.
Thank you very much. In short, in short, given a holistic approach to the problem, a tanga check for the federal series sort of a grand. The government came on a finisher to classify. I am a drug eye, not for what is mad drugs are dangerous. Over certain internal time in Timor, those are the Mongom to one of Sunga, as one I say, Manga. She not only carried to a normal law enforcement agent, I take a Saraonishi. So those who can remain the Kumabu could be very poor at who could say who got who could tell you the funding Yakamura, who each week could pasa, him annoyed on occupied. Also to Kudrania, Jim Tam, Motor at Bosinchi, Sarah, the Spirit of Wanda Nakinima, a ghetto. How could you swing on Jimbo, the sporting and sporting facilities? And that is Jimbo, so that our young people, they are what? They are always occupied.
Mic drop, honorable. Nguva yedu ndo yaita shoma. See, we thank you both for being on the show and sharing very important nuggets there. Member of Parliament for Budiriro South, as well as our sister in the civic sector. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We will talk some more. Signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zininga.